Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker. Established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys and offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base, joneswalker.com. And by Business First Bank, with locations throughout the state, including 11 offices in the Baton Rouge area, providing personal and commercial banking, treasury management, and wealth solution services to help clients succeed. Business First Bank. Banking with greater momentum. At b1bank.com.
From Mansour's on the Boulevard, we're out to lunch with Stephanie Regal. Stephanie Regal is a broadcaster and editor of Baton Rouge Business Report. It's business Baton Rouge style.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Regal. Welcome to Out to Lunch. Baton Rouge has a growing tech industry, but a lot of people don't realize that one of the pioneers of internet retailing is right here in the Capital Region. ShoppersChoice.com was founded in 1998, and over the years has grown from a mom-and-pop store selling barbecue equipment to an online retailer that has been billed as one of the fastest-growing internet retailers in the country. Last year, revenues topped $75 million. It's an amazing story, and joining us today to tell us about the secret to the company's success is CEO Corey Tisdale. Corey, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. Now, back in early 2000, when ShoppersChoice.com was rolling out its first website, Frank Ardoin was in the mortgage lending business. 3 years ago, he turned to the internet to launch a new venture, HomebuyersDiscount.com, which has a membership-based model. It brings its members exclusive discounts on a variety of home improvement products and services from local merchants. The site launched last fall, almost a year ago now, and membership is growing quickly, doing well.
Yes, it is.
Well, Frank, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here today.
All right. Well, Corey, we'll start with you. I know we've written a lot about y'all in the business report. I don't think a lot of people realize just how big ShoppersChoice.com is, and that it's right here in Baton Rouge, and how many different products y'all sell. Give us the thumbnail sketch.
Shoppers Choice is the parent company, but we have several brands underneath that that cater to the ways that different people like to shop. But at the end of the day, everybody becomes a Shoppers Choice customer after they interact with us enough. We have thousands of suppliers, hundreds of thousands of products.
Ranging from what?
You could get anything from, a nice pot and pan set to a nice knife to a range or a refrigerator. We still do fantastic business in outdoor grills, all of the equipment that goes into an outdoor kitchen. We have outdoor rugs. We have patio furniture, kind of everything that you need to make the space where you spend time entertaining your friends and family fantastic.
The founders of the company started brick and mortar,
yep.
Just a little shop selling barbecue equipment. And you came in and brought them online?
I wouldn't say that I could take all the credit for that. Mike had the idea that he wanted to go online, and we had a mutual friend who introduced us, and so we kind of got together and built that side of the company out. But it wasn't like I had the sole idea and came trying to shop it for them. Mike and Ladina are still involved to this day. They've always been very visionary about that. Mike has a fantastic grasp on customer service, on the product, on the market. I still learn from him every day. And so, I brought the technology side to this and maybe some of the online marketing side of it, but it's been a team effort the whole time.
Now, we've said that y'all are one of the fastest growing internet retailers in the world. Where do y'all rank? Not that it really matters, but it's impressive for Baton Rouge people to hear this.
I don't know my exact numbers, so I'll apologize for that for now as far as the rankings go. But I know we're in the top 100 fastest growing private retailers online or not. And I know that we're around the 350, 360 mark in terms of largest online retailer in the country. And that includes, everybody from Amazon and Staples to, somebody that just opened up a web shop yesterday. Sort of within that spectrum, we're in the mid-300s.
That's huge.
It is huge.
How much of the inventory is here in Baton Rouge? Your warehouse?
So we have a distribution center here in Baton Rouge. We also run our call center, our programmers, our marketing team. We're 100% Louisiana company. We do all of the operations out of Baton Rouge. We stock the majority of things that we sell a lot of. And then the things that we sort of sell one every now and again will get shipped straight from the manufacturer.
Fantastic. And is it fully automated? Is this like one of those Amazon.com kind of warehouses? Or is it still people going down the aisles to unload pallets?
No, there's still people. We're very, very big into people. The tagline of the company is Real People, Great Products, Amazing Service. And I think that having employees who are as great as ours are a big fundamental piece of why we can provide that service that we do. And it's because everybody from the guy who's loading a pallet to the person who's answering the phone to the people, you know, doing the accounting work to make sure everything's good to the programmers understand their mission's not to move stuff around or to put stuff on a truck. You know, what we do is we actually change the way that people spend time with their friends and their family. And that's, you know, that's something that's really exciting and fun to be a part of.
That's so great. Now, Frank, I want to turn to you. Your model of doing business on the internet is totally different. You're mm-hmm. not selling goods, but you're bringing people together. Tell us a little bit about what your business model is, how it works.
Well, I've been in the mortgage industry for over 20 years here in Baton Rouge, and I've closed over 3,000 purchase loans, and I've worked with realtor groups for over two decades. And a couple of years ago, I was actually on vacation, and this thought came to me. And basically, it was I wanted to bring together three groups: the realtor groups, the home buyers, and local businesses that sell home products and services. So the challenge was, how can it be advantageous for all three groups? And so we've done that because basically the realtors have a benefit now because we've programmed the site to where realtors can purchase gift memberships for their buyer and seller clients.
Oh,
and when they do that, they can upload their picture and their company information, and now every time that client goes onto the site to pick a product or service, whether it's Olin's or King's or Jerry Lane or we have about 65 companies now, the first thing that customer will see is the realtor's, your membership was provided by, and the realtor's picture and company information is there. So we're providing them free advertising to their clients year round.
Okay.
They love that. Obviously, for the consumer, it took me 2 years to negotiate with all of these companies because I wanted the discounts on the site to be exclusive to my members only. Mm-hmm. They cannot be offered to the public. So it took a lot of negotiation, a lot of work, many meetings in working with each vendor or company that we have on the site.
What kind of discounts do they get?
Anywhere. Some are 20%, some are 30%, some are $75 off, some are $500 off. The way that it works is it's a membership that costs $75 a year to be a member, and that's it. And once they're a member, they're going to receive they have access to all the discounts on the site. The merchants love the idea because they knew that I had been in real estate for as long as I have, and they liked that I was working with the realtor groups, and so they understood I was trying to bring real estate and business together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the local business. I'm not going after the Lowe's and Home Depot. I'm trying to support local business owners, because I've been one for over 20 years. And so that's basically the concept. So
how many members do y'all have now?
We are a little over 500, and we're getting about 5 to 7 a day. And so I'm very happy with that, given that we've only been live 6 months, 7 months. So it's growing. We've got almost 100 realtors lined up in our realtor program. So we've been making strides with different realtor groups, and it's been fun. And we're adding 1 to 2 new companies per week on the site.
See, I took 2 vacations this month, and none of these wonderful brainstorm ideas came to me when I was on vacation. I want to know how this happens when you're lying on the beach and it hits you like a lightning bolt. And 3 years later, here you are living your dream, huh?
Yeah, it was. I was sitting in a chair on the beach by myself, drinking a beer, no wife, no kids around, and it just hit me. It's like, I thought of the idea. I came back a couple of weeks later and started Googling around and searching around, and there's a national website called Direct Buy, and that was about the only thing that I saw that was similar, mm-hmm. but it's such a different animal, mm-hmm. and it's a very expensive membership cost. So I wanted this to be a membership that was affordable,
Sure.
And I really wanted to really go out there, and this is about local business. And they want your business, and they're going to do everything they can to get it.
And the nature of internet business is so different today than when y'all started 15 years ago, Corey. I mean, what are some of the biggest changes? Is it just the competition? Is it the fact that everybody's online now? Is it the mobile applications? I mean, the technology changes faster than you can...
Yeah, so the technology is definitely different. You know, on that front, it's almost half of internet traffic at this point is mobile device. So the bar to getting into the technology side is much higher than it was. But the good news is that the tools are different, too. In your case, it sounds like you had to build out custom software, which, you know, we were forced to do 15 years ago because nothing existed for e-commerce. But now if you want to get into e-commerce, there's 1,001 options. You get started with something like Shopify for $6 a month, and they do a great job taking care of a lot of the complicated stuff. But for us, you know, again, we're not just throwing products out on a website. That's sort of what makes us different, is that we try to figure out how do we provide an amazing experience for people. And that's more information than other people have. That's a human touch. That's, you know, we have a chef on staff who does videos. We just hired, we're calling it an outdoor lifestylist, basically somebody to help with design and entertaining ideas, to do all these videos where we can leverage all of these different technologies that we have now, try to build sort of as close to a one-on-one relationship as we can with everybody who comes to our site, which is, you know, 50,000 people a day. And say, hey, look, we're here for you. We want you to have this amazing experience. And hopefully we'll give you enough of everything that you need, that you choose to shop with us, because we're not lowest price, hey, let's cut to the bone. We are fair priced, highest service, you know, let us make you feel fantastic.
Do you have customer service staff with real people?
Oh, absolutely.
24 hours a day?
13 hours a day. When they come to us, if they don't know how to cook, we actually pay them to learn how to cook. we give them demo product to cook on so that they can do that. We provide all the food. We provide somebody to coach them through the process, so that if you have questions, you call somebody up and you're like, hey, what about this? And they're not... Yeah. You know, reading off of a script, oh, I am told to tell you, blah, blah, blah. They're telling
this
you,
this is my biggest problem with e-commerce. You know, half the time you can't even reach a real person on the phone to help you if your order gets messed up or if you have a question about the product you're trying to buy. Frank, what about the technology on your end? I mean, you said you had to build that all out yourself. Has it gotten easier? Do you have a bunch of people on your staff helping with that?
Yes, we have a company that's hired that manages the site, and I have... a full-time employee. I mean, we're just starting out. We're just branching this thing out. It's growing steadily. The goal, obviously, is to grow this concept in Baton Rouge, and then move down the road to Lafayette, to New Orleans, Lake Charles, because I do think it's a unique concept that involves real estate with local business.
Okay, well, we have another guest joining us today. He's our entrepreneur du jour, and his name is Clint Conroy. He's a recent graduate of LSU, and we met Clint through the Louisiana Business and Technology Center. Y'all probably know the LBTC is a business incubator that offers the resources of LSU to entrepreneurs and innovators. Clint just graduated from LSU, and he's already off and running his own company called United Aerials. Clint, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here today. Now, your company was an idea conceived while you were still in school, an on-site aerial monitoring company that tracks the progress of construction sites. And you were saying already it's grown beyond that. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always had a passion for everything in the RC, or, you know, radio control game, ever since I was little. I understood the construction applications well after working for a construction company for several years here in Baton Rouge. So I saw the bridge of the connection between the two, which is when then I met up with my business partner, and him and me had a similar passion. And so we really developed the approach of recognizing one industry at a time and figuring out the aerial application for it, the first of which was construction. Moved on to search and rescue, moved through agriculture. So we essentially spent a year and a half doing nothing but research and development, figuring out the best way to, one, build a UAV for the job, as well as figure out how the common areas of how the data is processed, so we could centralize and do that efficiently. And then as we, so where we placed ourselves now through all of this is to in end, connect people to the right person for the job. We have what we call floaters, that we will have our own in-house pilots that we will be able to deploy to you via what we are launching is our Take Flight program, which is, you know, more official client base Uber for our drone pilots, allowing the central processing of the data. Whether or not you're, you need an hourly rate pilot to come shoot your commercial, or whether or not you need to scan 300 acres of your sugar cane and check out for stressed crops. So what this has allowed us to do is brand ourselves. We want the idea of when you have a United Aerial pilot on your job, that you know there's no liability. You know you have a trained pilot. You know that if United Aerial was the logistics company that you went to for your aerial needs, that you have everything you do need and there's no liabilities to yourself, which is a lot of the issues that some of these people operating their own UAVs are inheriting, whether or not their insurance is covering them, whether or not they're operating safely. That's something that we pride ourselves on, and that's really where we're trying to put ourselves in the industry, is kind of being able to get everybody that wants to be involved with it in an organized, safe area.
What about the FAA and some of their regulations with drones up in the air? How does that potentially affect your planning?
Yeah, I mean, it affects a lot. I mean, if anything, that we find ourselves where we're in favor for everything the FAA does. We want to be on the right side of regulation. We want to be the leaders of it. The standards that we set on our safe flight program are more stringent than FAA policies for flying your own private plane.
All right, well, look, we're going to take a break now and do what we call our checklist. This is the part of the show where we ask you each a quick question that you probably wouldn't find on a loan application. So, Frank, I'm going to start with you. What is the worst decision that you ever made with respect to your business?
Wow. maybe jumping a little too fast.
Really?
Excited about the idea. Did not take the time to put enough time into formulating a formal business plan. I had a business plan, and now that I look back, it should have been a little more involved, and I should have taken a little more time. So that's a lesson I've learned. Didn't really hurt me badly, but it caused unnecessary stress. So if I would have taken a little more time in the very beginning to really think about some aspects that I didn't think about before, I think it would have relieved some stress that happened down the road.
Interesting. But yeah. It was such a good idea, yeah. And it was hatched on the beach, and you had to go
That's
with it.
You got to go for it sometimes, you know? When you're an entrepreneur and I've read so many books about it. I mean, they all basically say the same thing. You've got to have the stomach of steel, and you've got to be able to weather many, many more bad days and tough days than fun days in the beginning. And
you just can't be dissuaded.
And you just got to wake up every day motivated. You have to wake up every day motivated with a good attitude and say something good is going to happen today. I'm going to move an inch or a foot in the right direction with this idea day by day.
Well, speaking of motivated, Corey, what's the best day you've ever had at work?
I sort of have two. And I'll briefly talk about both of them. One of them, from the customer standpoint, you know, like I said earlier, we really view what we do as making a difference in people's lives by changing the way they spend time with their families. And I have trouble even telling this story, but I tell it to all of our new employees because I get emotional a little bit. But and it's a little sad, but it's a little happy too. I got a letter in the mail. Open it up and see what's going on. And this lady reached out to let us know that we had gone above and beyond to get a set of patio furniture that the trucking company just totally lost to her. You know, we overnight freighted it, did all this stuff, got it to this lake house kind of very off the beaten path and got it by the time she said she needed it. And she said her parents had been working their whole life to build this lake house, and that her father had gotten sick, and that was the first family event that got to happen at that lake house, and it was the last family event that they got to have their father at. And that if it wouldn't have been for her, you know, for us doing what we needed to do to make it right, wow, that wouldn't have been what it was. So the difference between them having the event that they worked their whole life for or not was whether or not we cared enough to do something about it.
Wow.
You know, without knowing what the true stakes were. And the fact that we did it, this never got escalated to me, right? We did it. Like, our people just cared. The frontline employees just cared enough.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, I can't say how great that made me feel. And then the other one was our last company event. I like to, rather than me stand up and say, here's who did great and here's who did great, I like to have people inside the company talk about how other people inside the company made an impact on a customer, on an employee. And we actually had so many people last time that we actually, like, people volunteering to speak publicly in front of 150 people or so that we're going to have to start kind of limiting how many people can do it.
Wow.
Because we have so many people who are recognizing people from across the way, you know, how much they care and how good of a job they do, that it's starting to take like
hours. And
they're
not doing this to show off.
They
really feel this.
They don't get anything out of it.
They
and in
feel
fact,
this.
You can see them standing by the microphone kind of like shaking because they're nervous to talk in front of the people and their voice is breaking up, and they're doing it anyway because they want to make sure everybody knows, you know, what kind of above and beyond person XYZ did or whatever. And it was just so cool to even see, you know, employees in brand X or in division X honoring managers in division Y, you know, and vice versa. It's just so cool to see.
That's great. So great place to work. Clint, I want to turn to you. What's the best career advice you've ever been given?
I'm one of those guys that gets the energy going. I get excited about things. I get the whiteboard out. Let's start drawing. Let's figure out a way to get this done. Let's work through the logistics. But it quickly starts tangenting off. And it gets us to great places. But without having everything structured, being continuously pointed in the right direction without having that, you're not being efficient and you're not being proactive enough to compete. And so that's really the best advice that I ever did get, is that when you think your business plan is ready, like, it's not. It's never done.
Well, I want to check the inbox now. This is a feature we do every week where we pick a question for each of you that has come in from a listener. So here's what came in this week. Corey, this question comes from Angie Herpin, who wants to know, what was the hardest or most challenging order to fill from a logistical standpoint, or types of orders? Are there some that are just really tough to get together out on time, or does it all work like clockwork?
You know, I'd say we grow a lot every year, and so the hardest order we ever had to fill was actually nothing in particular special about this order, but it was it caused us to run into a problem that we never thought about, and that problem is we ran out of available 18-wheeler trailers to pick up.
Oh,
we maxed out all of the available trailers from our trucking company, and so we had a few orders left to ship that day, and we just kind of sat around thinking, like, man, we never even thought that this was a possibility. And so then, you know, the problem wasn't so much with the order as much as it was with the space to ship it out. By the way, the problem's solved now, so if anybody's listening,
we don't have to worry about
years
that
ago,
anymore.
If you want to buy an outdoor kitchen, we'd be happy to get it to you extremely quickly.
All right. Frank, this question to you comes from Daryl Gissel, who wants to know, how do you envision growing your network, and where would you ultimately like to take it?
Well, you know, we have about 64, 65 companies right now. My goal is to have 150 by the end of the year, another 4 to 5 months. And we're kind of feeling it out. We're kind of feeling it out to where we're asking for feedback, and we're getting feedback. And some of the feedback is they want more. They want more vendors. They want more options. They want more than just home products and services. So we are actually contemplating opening up some more categories that would be used more on a weekly basis. Entertainment venues, possibly restaurant venues. This is what we've been getting. And so we're listening and we're doing some studies about this. But the ultimate goal, again, baby steps. I want to build this in Baton Rouge. I would like to get, you know, a large percentage of the homeowners in Baton Rouge. And then once it's really a machine that's really chugging along, and my merchants, the merchants are the most important thing. They need to get business from this. They're the supporting cast. And they know how hard I'm working to get them business. And that's the goal. So we do have a tracking system. We can see when a member pulls a discount and when they actually redeem it. So that tells us what kind of business the merchants are receiving. So we just want to get it built up in Baton Rouge, and then again, move to Lafayette, move to New Orleans, city by city, and take it slow.
Okay. And Clint, last question comes from David Cook. Who builds out your drone technology?
Right now, that's us. We go and assemble a lot of them ourselves. As we figured out one at a time, you know, with each industry, what's the best one for the job? Because that's the only way to really know when it comes down to, you know, whether I use what we call, like I refer to as our floater, you know, our personal UA pilots that we take out to you, or whether or not we put you in touch with somebody in the area that is what they do best. That's the only type of flight they do. We know the type of technology that does that, that acquires that data the best and the safest. It's been us. It's been a great learning experience. I've definitely gotten to play with a lot of toys, expensive toys. We're capable. I'm a full believer in knowing every part of what you, every part of what you do. So that means if we're deploying any type of machinery out onto a site, I want to be able to take apart that thing from beginning to end and troubleshoot. When I get a call about a problem with something, I want to know exactly what's going on. And in building it from the beginning, knowing how everything's put together yourself, I believe was a good way to go about that.
All right. Well, Clint Conroy, Frank Ardoin, and Corey Tisdale, the three of you are at different stages of growing and running a business, yet you're all very similar in that you're doing things that wouldn't have been possible just 20 or 25 years ago. Technology and the internet have made possible the companies you all are creating, and it's been great to visit with you and to have you share your insights and ideas. So thank you very much for taking the time to join me today on Out to Lunch.
All right. Thank you.
Guests on Out to Lunch today have been Corey Tisdale, CEO of ShoppersChoice.com, Frank Ardoin, founder of HomebuyersDiscount.com, and Clint Conroy of United Aerials, LLC. You can find out more about ShoppersChoice.com, HomebuyersDiscount.com, and United Aerials by following the links on our websites, WRKF.org and It'sBatonRouge.LA. Today's show was recorded live over lunch at Mansour's on the Boulevard in Baton Rouge. Mansour serves lunch daily from 11 to 2, dinner nightly, and brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Morrell. And our associate producer is Peter Ricciuti. Special thanks to our business consultants, Charlie D'Agostino and Ann Edelman. You can get this show as a podcast, you can listen to past shows, and you can keep with us on all kinds of social media by going to our websites, itsbatonrouge.la and wrkf.org. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsbatonrouge.la and WRKF 89.3 FM. I'm Stephanie Regal. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the table here at Mansour's for more business Baton Rouge style on Out to Lunch.
Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker. Established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys and offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Business First Bank, with locations throughout the state, including 11 offices in the Baton Rouge area, providing personal and commercial banking, treasury management, and wealth solution services to help clients succeed. Business First Bank, banking with greater momentum at b1bank.com.